All right, so this is 7/7/21, and we are receiving oracles at Bear Teepee, Devil's Tower. And we're now opening to Renee Stevens and what she's received.
Devil's Tower, haha, meant to scare you off the power spot transmission station, where alien Pleiadian technologies were transmitted to Gaia and entrusted to native peoples. However, this technology was misused and stolen by invaders, not grounded in love and service, as so much technology today is not. Then the technology was inactivated, the place was inactivated for the technology, but can still be used by those true of heart.
Yeah, and there's something about it being portrayed as the bear that was the predator. They somehow were made to think that it was the bear, or that's how they understood, but it wasn't the bear, and it was preying on the energy of women, their sexual energy. A lot of these legends have to do with these women or girls being sexually preyed upon and having to escape. Mm-hmm. Something is off with that, and they took this beautiful bear that was the foundation of this culture, these cultures here, and confused them to make it think that it was a bear predation when it really wasn't. It was something else.
I see that there was some kind of military takeover, and that's when they had to shut down the transmission.
Yeah.
I had a picture that it was a satellite dish that aligned with the Pleiades. And so they tried to cut off the communication to the Pleiades, and maybe that had to do with them. We weren't allowed to talk with them anymore. And the oracle was forbidden to channel the earth or the feminine goddess.
That's right. Yeah.
And so they tried to shut down the satellite dish here.
Yeah, whatever it was, like it was an early, we're calling it a satellite dish, but this is like way off planet technology. Before there were even satellites, you know, I mean, it was starting in. They were already scrambling this area before the white men even came. Mm. Yeah, this was a Pleiadian portal. I got that the last time I was here 2 years ago. And it's important that we honor this as a Pleiadian portal again. Almost all the stories come back to the Pleiades and the Pleiades being right overhead in the winter. Mm-hmm. So we honor this reconnection with the Pleiades here. We're in complete protection.
That's why we're here, because each of us is a Pleiadian starseed.
Yeah.
Drawn here. Understand this history.
Yeah.
And the Pleiadian technology comes in winter when everything is quiet and dark so that it can go deep in the soil and
yeah,
start to grow.
Yeah, and the tourists aren't around, you know, mm-hmm. kind of scrambling it all.
Mm-hmm. But we can come here and receive wisdom like seeds to take out into the world for this transformation to the new earth, because the four of us here are seeds of the new consciousness. We are paving the way like explorers in the jungle, you know, forging the trail. So it's very important that we be nourished and nurtured so that we can resonate at this vibration and spread it.
I so honor our Pleiadian connection, individually and collectively and planetarily. They are an important star system in this healing, in this opening. They work in harmony with others. It's unity consciousness, and that is the oracle that I received last time. It was all about unity consciousness, and so I'm just honoring that call again of the Pleiades into the unity consciousness, which is unity and diversity, diversity and unity. And the heart is a strong element of that.
I'm bringing to mind Shirdi Sai Baba's prayer that there may be peace on the earth and love between all beings.
Mm-hmm. Blessed, blessed be.
Like the USS Enterprise.
When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius. Aquarius, Aquarius. Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding. Aquarius, Aquarius. Let the sun shine, let the sun shine in, the sun shine in. Let the sun shine, let the sun shine in, the sun shine in. Sing with the fifth dimension. Let the sun shine. Let the sun shine in. The sun shine in.
Soul.
Soul. Sing with the fifth dimension.
I feel there's something for Grant to say.
The phrase that was on the tip of my tongue as you say this is let the joy bubbles effervesce up from the heart.
Grant Swenson, everybody!
No.
That's fairy. That's fairy. Call on those fairies.
None of this, I don't know how to be an oracle business, forget
Come
it.
Come on.
Right. We're not there taking that.
Amateur but only.
No,
we don't buy it.
We're all amateurs, and we're all professionals.
Indeed.
Jessica's done.
Let the joy bubbles effervesce.
Oh,
that's good.
Can you feel him?
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you feel him. Let him
and
in.
And you know, Lawrence Welk was from this
it's
part of the country.
All the tiny bubbles.
All right?
Exactly.
Take a look. What did he do? Joy bubbles.
And let's see those buffalo that used to be out on that plain as the overlook down there. Let's just see those buffalo, those bison, stampeding and living in harmony and replenishing and bringing their medicine. Replenishing, like the trees regrowing. Okay, you can cut them down, but you can't kill it. You can never kill it.
No, they
you can't
laugh at the
kill the
like,
taproot, taproot of any of these things. Right. They have never been able to locate and kill the taproot.
There's she can't take out the mother.
Yeah, there's she's too everything. Much.
I get this was, you know, that cutoff of the technology and the information was, it was hard, but it was like a school. It was like a training, you know, like when a monk has to go through or a child, you know, through a rite of passage, they throw you in the middle of it. So they just threw us in the middle of it. You know,
right.
And say, okay, we're just going to, you just get on with it. Let's see how you do.
No more cosmic tea. You got to find your nurturing your own way. Okay, this is part of your vision quest that lasted a few thousand years.
But in galactic time is nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, and so like, is this a world tree? Yes. I mean, it's a world tree transmitter, sacred piece that is here on this ground, and it was cut off, but you know, the devil's handiwork is God's plan, right? You know, like you were saying, right, from that Bible. So it's all the same, it's all the one. And so what you want to do is see that and bring in, coax that 50% positive back and create your initiation. What is needed? What is required now? And that's why they used this for the Close Encounters thing movie, because this was disclosure. It was saying, this is how we connected. Now, what are we connected to in that thing? Maybe gray aliens, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's always distorted. Mm-hmm. However, those with eyes to see can understand that movie is saying, hey, brothers and sisters of our interdimensional nations, you know, yes, those filmmakers were onto that thing. They understood the power of it. They were siphoning off that power, and we're just redirecting and reclaiming that power now. It's not for gray alien experimentation. No, it's for us to connect.
I can still see the light structure above it.
Blessed be.
The sense that it may have been cut down in this dimension, but in a different dimension, it's always there.
Yeah. Right? And we honor White Bull and Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse and all these beings who were the bridgers, you know, between the native Pleiadian understanding and Calamity Jane and whoever else was, you know, came in. And there were white allies who preserved this place, okay? Mm-hmm. Despite it all.
That's right.
They set decrees that you couldn't deface it.
For us.
Yeah.
The few. The seeds. Oh my God, look at that bird.
Yeah, look at it coming right here. Hello.
Oh.
Hello. The vulture. Saying it all. A vulture.
A vulture or hawk?
Yeah. I think it's a vulture, but maybe, I don't know. All right. Maybe it's all. Because you see how the vulture looks like the eagle? People can't quite tell.
That's unity consciousness.
Oh, that's good.
That's the life and the death, the birth and the death, the evil and the good. Mm-hmm. It's all one. Mm-hmm. That's why they call it Peace Eagle, the vulture.
The vision in the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Is it a hawk? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's Superman! I just say hello to these Pleiades, see, because they're the female energies, those seven sisters, seven mothers of the world. This was a portal where that energy came in. And so the Pleiades could seed humanity with their DNA that runs through all of humanity, which is something I received throughout my oracle time. All humans have Pleiadian DNA. So you can pluck that string and go wah and get the unity energy going. So they're just reminding me that is a resource for us. That is why they came down as virgins and gave birth to large portions of humanity. They spread that DNA, even though they were spreading it from some negative agenda beings through rapes and whatnot, but it was still those females, you see? It couldn't get away from it. It doesn't matter if the negative energy came through them. It's still their female DNA. We can still access it. They had to make that compromise. That was the only way it was going to get in.
The mothers and all.
What's that?
The mothers and all.
Yeah.
It's alive. It has the divine mother in it.
That's right. And that's why these other beings are trying to, you know, hybrid and this and that. Because they want that mother energy. They want to internalize it into their AI or whatever, you know. But let's not even go there. Let's just focus on bringing this energy back in through this portal here, sending it through the land, this Pleiadian energy into all of us and everybody who's hearing this message. Mm-hmm. Remember, the seven mothers of the world.
The question in my mind was, I want to understand my own connection with the Pleiades, and I think you may have just answered it.
And say more. Say more.
That we are, that it is, I'm going to want you to say it again, I'm trying to get
it. It's in all of us.
It's in all of us.
You can just access that DNA that was granted to you through these seedings.
And what are the special capabilities or gifts of that DNA?
Alrighty. The mother power. The feminine productive.
Womb power.
Mm-hmm. It's feminine womb power. That's is feminine. Pleiadian. That's yes. Why all of these predations were on these young girls, these pubescent girls. Okay? Because it was whatever this so-called bear was trying to siphon off, seduce, da-da-da, confuse. Wasn't a bear. Was
it's
not a bear.
Less than the creative power of the universe.
That's right.
Right, that was threatening.
That's right. They were just
representatives
of it, harbingers of it, incubators for it, and they are connected with the seven dragon mothers of all universal creation. Okay, they are just holographic representations of that. The seven universal creator mothers.
And that's why each of us, it's so important that we start practice conscious intention, creating our reality, drawing the canvas of our lives. You know, what do we want? Where do we want to live? How do we want to live? What kind of community do we want to live in? It's we who carry this and activate this DNA within ourselves. We have that creative power, and we can vision and bring into actual real world creation.
That's right, 3D.
3D. I'm talking 3D. I'm talking about a government truly by the people and for the people, a government that serves the highest good of all, because the rulers, the grandmother council, they understand that I am you and you are me.
That's right.
So if I hurt my brother, if I rape the land, I hurt myself. I rape myself.
That's right.
That's why I want to, I support you, I nurture you. We create together. We don't need, you don't need to amass big fortunes to have power. The real richness is in the community, is in the communion with one another, is our communion with the land and the earth. Yes. And we are the ones that are in the position to start to vision and bring in and manifest the new earth. So the question to us is, what do we want to create? If you see a problem in the world, don't cry for the injustice of it, but ask yourself, what if we had something so much better? What could be?
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
What do we want to create instead?
And we are speaking on the 7-7 portal.
On the
7-7 portal. It is 7-7-21 today. 7-7-3.
And I just had this image of like this, the seven chakras of the body, the rainbow streams of wisdom,
yeah.
And how each one has a mother to it, as
yes.
if they're, each wisdom ray has a queen.
Universal dragon.
There. And so our intention is to establish the wisdom line back on the earth again with all of the wisdom of the rainbow flowing through the human form and rectifying, bringing healing to wherever our sexual reproductive essence was tarnished or taken to try to create something else or to shut down, to make our species more controllable. We wish to create a free people. We wish, though the land is free, may it be free for all.
Yes.
The earth gives freely. May we receive and share the gifts of the earth with one another. May we create lives where there's time to enjoy nature every single day and to be reconnected to the beauty of the earth. It's not like a treat or a vacation, mm-hmm. but as the daily nourishment, our daily bread.
Our daily bread.
She is our daily bread.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger women are able to birth the children out. The older women are able to birth the children in, right?
Mm-hmm.
The menopause, so to speak, it is that internal blood. It's, you start creating the universes from inside you.
Mm-hmm.
You start creating into the universal field. You are not barren. You are not dry. You are not shriveled. These are just images. Yeah, you're fertile in a different directionality. It's inward, involution. It's into the inner domain. So women can get busy, postmenopausal women can get busy involuting and creating those domains, those universes, those dragon eggs, etc. into the universal time matrix. Time-space matrix.
It's the opposite of the AI implants.
Uh-huh.
It's our dreams. The seeds of our dreams.
Yes. So I'm being called to ask each of you to just share a vision, a what if, something for the planet. I'll just share one that's come to me as you invite yours in, but when the Native Americans, when the Europeans came and saw the Native Americans and saw that they were so, so different, such a different vibration, that they embodied animal spirits, they mistook them for savages. Mm. They didn't understand that they were exquisitely connected with the natural world. And so I think, well, what if we had a world where we embraced the unique wisdom of each of the not of the of other, the unique wisdom of the autistic child who comes in with a different way of being and thinking, the unique wisdom of different sexualities, the unique wisdom of different skin tones, of different heights and sizes and shapes, of even the unique wisdom of interdimensional beings, of the fairies, the fae, of even the reptilians who have, the white reptilians who've turned to the light. If we had a world where we honored that, imagine the beauty that that could create.
Send out that vision through this grid, this net here from this tower, this portal into the massive ley line. This is a major umbilicus of the planet.
It's like when you interbreed, you end up with the royal family, for God's sakes, right? You need instead of inbreeding, you need interbreeding.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
I have a vision of communal meals and music and dancing around fires and sharing food of the land and spending our days tending the seeds of the land. It's being more connected to nature and to the sacred arts of humans and the guilds of true wisdom, of establishing mentorships and trades and learning the skills of how to do woodwork or cooking, crafting, making clothes, and doing it in a way where we're able to pass that wisdom along to our children, where I feel like there's been wounds where every generation has to like refigure out how to raise kids again, or we've been so disconnected from our elders. And so I envision communities coming back together again with the three generations to share and exchange the wisdom, to help raise the families, to have aunties and uncles for the children, to have time to gather in song, and to have time to listen to the stories of the elders and to listen to the songs of the people, and to have that be a part of our daily life.
Beautiful. Yeah, I see the extension of that and the revaluing of the kinesthetic, the immeasurable, perhaps a walking back of so much valuing of the written word or higher educational institutions, and truly finding the wisdom of elders and the wisdom of the youth, and finding the wisdom in diversity again. What if?
What if everyone listening to this were totally inspired and started spinning off all of their what-ifs in an infinite Mandelbrot fractal of creativity and began to repopulate this planet with possibility and glory? May it be so, and so it is.
What if there were no struggle for money, no struggle for making it? What if there was no slavery among the human population? What if there was such honor and dignity for simply being a brave soul coming here to experience life on Earth? What if the ancient wisdoms that were here from the fair ones, the wise ones, returned to the Earth and we were held in those sacred looms again, and able to live lives of ease and beauty, learning and exploring what our heart calls us to, freeing ourselves from whatever slavery systems have come to the earth to siphon off our life force? What if our life force was free for prosperity and beauty and for abundance again, spiritual abundance?
And what if we shared that the basis of the economy was sharing once again, which is an ancient understanding? Mm-hmm. Gifting, giveaway. Mm-hmm. Circulating. Mm-hmm. Rather than hoarding. Mm-hmm. Circulating.
What if we loved others' children as our own? Mm-hmm. What if we had an education system that did not enforce sit down and do as you're told, but rather recognized the intelligence, the diverse intelligences of different kinds of learners? And so not everyone had to study calculus or Shakespeare, but they studied other things, trades, cultivation, creative arts, sharing a community, so that we really allowed those seeds in our children to really be expressed and grow a beautiful, diverse garden of gifts for all of us.
What if we trusted that every child knows their gifts and is supported in that, and therefore it creates this abundant society because other children have other gifts, and it's all balanced?
And we understood that food comes from the earth, and we cultivated, and all people, all children were given natural products of the earth to thrive on and to eat, so that they could come back into balance with their human bodies and movement and connection, expression.
And feeling that vibration, which was a medicine and a communication mechanism through that natural fooding, that natural nutrition. It completely supported the higher vibrational consciousness by its very nature.
What if we had temples again that were made of crystal and gold, where the high arts were practiced? What if we remembered how to communicate with our cosmic brothers and sisters and wise elders and ascended masters? And there were oracles again in the temples that directed the states and the countries and the people. What if there were art festivals around the temples and schools for oracling and dancing and schools for praying, and temples again to the goddess all over the United States, more than the bars and the other kinds of churches that there have been.
That's right.
And what if
everyone were the oracle? Yes.
Because everyone knew how to connect to their divine self.
That's right.
And so it wasn't, my word is the only word, or you're damned. It was, find the truth within yourself.
That's right. What if, and so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is.
So it shall be.
And so it shall be.
As it has been.
So it shall be. Blessed be. Is there more that wishes to come through, or do we feel complete?
I was just going to say, and all of the elements were restored to their sacred balance, and the waters are purified, and the air is purified, and the fire is purified, and the skies are purified, and the earth is purified, and there's a reverence again. And the beings, the sacred beings who live inside of the sacred elements, again, are visible to us, that we can commune with them, and that they can help be held sacred on earth again and hold us in their holy vibrations.
And this is heaven on earth.
Oh, yeah. And so it is.
So it is.
So it is.
So it shall be.
And so it shall be.
Or better, for the greatest good of all. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Aho.